Prince, you expect him to start playing like a number one. Has he shown you anything so far in camp that says that he's trending that way?
Well, first of all, it's been blown out of proportion how I said it. You know, I read somewhere somebody said you reach rips, Prince. You know, the question was asked, what do you expect for Prince? I expect him to play like a first round draft pick. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's been stretched a lot of different directions. Yeah. You know, I expect JP to play like a first round draft pick. I expect David Wilson to play like a first round draft pick. I expect Hakeem Nicks to play like a first round draft pick. Simple as that, you know. But all this, you know, I'm getting after Prince and calling him on the carpet. You know, that's kind of silly.
Mm-hmm. Have you liked the way he's looked so far in camp?
Yeah, he's done a nice job so far. You know, I'm not worried about Prince. I expect him to play well, and I believe he will play well.
Mm-hmm. With Thomas's injury going down, his status uncertain. Are you looking at outside options, or are you really looking for guys, young guys here to step up and fill the role?
Well, we still have 10 corners out there right now practicing, and, you know, I think we have some capable guys, but we're always looking at every position to try to get better.
Mm-hmm. So far, Kiwanuka has played a lot of linebacker, but he's also done some drill work with the DNs. I think he was doing a walkthrough yesterday as a DN. Is that the role you're looking for him to take, kind of that splitting time between both?
Well, Kiwanuka's our joker. He can play a lot of stuff for us. You know, he can play linebacker. He can play defensive end. Actually, he can play inside. He plays some tackle in some of our rush situations. So, you know, we like versatile guys like Kiwanuka. You know, he can do a lot of things for us. Mm-hmm.
Last year, your offense was so dynamic through the air. And you go out in the first round, you get a guy like David Wilson. What do you expect the role of this running game to be? Is it more of a complimentary or going back to, you know, that kind of giant tradition of a run first offense?
Well, we like to be balanced. You know, I think that's our goal, is to have a balanced offense. You know, as far as running the ball and passing the ball, but we take wins however we can get them. You know, we manufacture wins however we can get them. If we have to pass the ball, we'll do that. If we need to run it, we'll do that. But we'd like to have a balanced attack.
You've got a D line that is filled with speed and agility, and you're facing quarterbacks in the NFC East that are some of the most mobile in the league. Is that something, do you look at other teams that you're going to face when you're thinking about personnel, or are you just looking for fit?
No, we're just looking for good players. You know, we're just looking for good players, and our coaches do a good job, you know, putting them in the roles that they need them for. But, you know, in our personnel department, we just try to, you know, stockpile as many good players as we can. And the coaches, you know, do a nice job getting those guys in the right position. I don't think we go into the draft looking, you know, at other people's team and seeing how can we counter what they're doing. We just try to get good players.
Mm-hmm. Lastly, we all know training camp, big thing. You got to make some cuts at some point. Talk about that process, specifically what it's got to be like. I can't imagine it's easy for you as a GM to have to cut players that you bring into camp. What's that like personally to have to sit in those meetings and cut guys?
Well, that's part of the business. You know, the players know it's not personal, and you know, you can only keep 53 players, and right now we have 90 players on the roster. So, you know, players are prepared. You know, they have to make the team, and you know, it's not personal. They know if they don't do enough or show enough in the preseason, more like they won't make it. So it's it's part of the business. It's much harder to go in and talk to players who've been here for 10 years and say, okay, you know, we're going to go in a different direction. That's much harder than to come to training camp and cut some of the young guys that not quite ready to go.
All right, thanks, Jerry.